Left arm not so orthodox with India's finest bats person. Because now you don't see batsman anymore. Shreyas, we introduced Shreyas into the show. You have to say, I was wondering about this. They say batswoman in the T20 World Cup, which is going on as we record this. Or do they say batsman? Sometimes they say batsman, sometimes they say batswoman. I think, should we just call it bats person? Because now women's cricket is here to stay.
Yeah. But I think man and batsman is like a general neutral term anyway.
I think give it to DC Comics, no? Batman, batsman. When you speak in North India, it becomes batsman. Or the batsman and the supersman. So I have no problem with that.
Ballebaz.
Ballebaz is so Indian, no? Then we can't share it.
I mean, we run cricketing. We run the cricketing world. It doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah. You're right. You've now opened my eyes. It doesn't matter. Bats person cancelled. It is Ballebaz. South Bombay will say balls. Okay, let's move on. Here's something which we have to open our eyes to. The first five T20s went India's way.
Right.
Couple were very close, but we won 5-0. The next five matches, I'm looking at all 10 matches as a whole.
Right.
Five matches go our way, 5-0. They're all T20. Three one-day games go their way. Two test matches go their way by a long shot.
Right.
10 wicket first test, 7 wicket second test. And keep in mind, they only lost those 2-3 wickets at the end with 15-20 runs to get. So the match was gone.
Right.
It's just a mathematical figure.
Right.
They've won
by
a distance. My point is, so we've won 5 and we've lost 5 on the trot. If you look at forms together, I think it's time to look at formats together also because you're only playing 2 tests. Something is not right in the team framework if you lose 5 on the trot.
Right.
And we have lost most of them with lots to spare.
Right.
If they were close games, it would be different.
Right.
Two of the three one-day games were not that close. And both the test matches, they were in front mostly from start to the end. Right. I will give this match that we came, we bowled them out for under 242 after being bowled out for 242 in the second test. I will give also this match that we started well with the bat. But that third innings, we just collapsed.
Yeah.
We made 124 and they won the game in a canter.
Right.
So, Shreyas, I'm putting you on the spot here. Would you say that Indian cricket, which has had a superb 18 months before that, barring the World Cup, which was just one bad game, would you say that there are some cracks, or would you say, hey, it's just one series? Longest question ever, by the way. Four minute question.
I think there are some cracks. I don't know if it's too simplistic to think that this has happened as an after effect of IPL, that like T20 has become our major preferred format.
Everybody said that if they get to play the T20s first, like if we had done that in South Africa 3 years ago, it would have helped the test matches. Because you're it's a different form of cricket, but you're acclimatized to the weather, to the pitches, to the places, to the crowd, to just playing on those conditions. The length of the balls in each area of the world is different. The kind of length, it's just a few inches different. But the batsmen get used to it, the bowlers get used to it, all that. So you've got those five T20s and it's proper competition, even if it's T20.
Yeah.
Then you've got the three one-days, which is a little closer to test cricket in that sense, with two white balls operating 25 overs each. So the bowlers get a good, you know, use of a new ball, then you come into red ball cricket.
Yeah.
All right. So hopefully that would have, but it's same for both the teams who can't even point fingers.
Yeah.
What do you, and I'm looking at specific issues that we seem to have. I won't go after Mayank Agarwal too much. Outswing, okay, fine. But Prithvi Shaw, the short ball coming into the body.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to say, just bounce to this guy, bowl short, bowl into him. He has a little trouble dealing with the ball. I don't think he's that proficient on the leg side with the pull and hook as he is in India. If the conditions are there for a fast bowler, he looks like he'll be exposed.
Yeah.
The big thing, the elephant in the room, this is similar to Sachin Tendulkar a few years ago, is that is Virat Kohli getting a little worried? The best batsman in the world. Could we even say this?
Yeah.
A little worried about the ball coming in.
Right.
Because it's all mental, right? It's like when you bang the car, then you have to drive it again.
Right.
You feel a little worried, right?
Right,
so if he's out the same way, two or three times in a row, and the opposition are saying, this is what we're going to do. Outswing, 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 in swing.
Right.
And suddenly the best batsman in the world starts looking like maybe he's fallible.
Yeah. I also think the pressure of being the best batsman in the world and having everyone try to come up with plans to dismiss you, I mean, I guess that should inspire you, but I'm sure that's pretty daunting also.
Law of averages then?
Yeah.
Is this balance not what it was last year? Is it possible the rhythm is off? Is it not in good mental space? Or are we again saying too much too soon?
I think it's Anushka's fault, honestly.
Okay, you lost interest.
Yeah.
Hopefully Virat hasn't. He'll be back soon. I think two tests is too short a time. New Zealand conditions, the bowlers always have a chance.
Yeah.
We'll have to see what happens in Australia in end November, December when we play our next set of tests. Here's the worry. We have no test cricket till then.
Right.
We're going to an IPL. We're going to a few one-day series here and there. South Africa coming down for a little while before before the IPL. Then we go into the T20 in October, the big World Cup. And it looks like white ball cricket. And that's your point, and the point will always be made, too much white ball cricket killing the red ball. Right. Forget who won the test match. There was no test century. 89 by Kane Williamson was the most. In two tests, you had no hundreds. You had no one close to 100. The bats were struggling. Is it possible that too much white ball cricket is killing the batsman's ability to bat against moving balls, different conditions, where the bowlers have a chance?
I think so. I think they're just more open to taking risks. I think that's just been embedded in batsmen's mind that like their wicket doesn't matter when they go for the big shot. And I think it might be difficult to change from a one
my biggest fear? To another. This attritional batting will go out of the window, and that, and you stand exposed where bowling conditions are on offer, like in New Zealand. But Shreyas, you and I would have struggled as openers.
Yeah.
In these two tests.
I mean, speak for yourself.
How
I
much would you have averaged?
85.
I think I would have been 99.94, same as the Don. And I would got out for a duck in the last innings. Just to stay level with him. Right. So I won't go ahead of him and make him look bad.
Right. Wait, Bradman, do you think his average is, like his legendary status is justified at all? Because what was the bowling attack that he was?
Well, I would, they said would touch 100 miles per hour. How can we tell? There was no measurements. He was only 5'8", built like me, but broad shoulders. Wow. Tough guy.
You have broad shoulders.
That's what I say, built like me. He's just a little faster. Don't you dare, in my house, if you ever disrespect Bradman, Mozart or Shakespeare, my father would shoot you with the air gun. Wow. National 25, range is 25 meters. Shoot you in the eye, it can really hurt. All right?
Also, one thing, Prithvi Shaw, he didn't score much, but when he was batting, sublime. I think
on the offside,
beautiful.
All the shots on the offside, he covered it beautifully. He got behind the ball, he got onto his toes. He's a short guy, but they've understood that if they get into the body, if we bowl short and fast at him on wickets where there's a little bounce, he's struggling because he doesn't know how to clear that get behind the ball on the leg side.
Right.
Suddenly, there seems to be you just need a couple of cracks. That's all international bowlers need. Word gets around, And my worry is 2-3 of the batsmen have been found out. So is this just New Zealand thing and it'll pass? Or is it going to be found out and the career gets threatened?
I also think that these batsmen are realizing their cracks also as the bowlers are. I don't know if Prithvi always knew this.
That was the most disgusting sentence I've heard in this language in a long time. But I think we're running out of time. We'll come back. Lots to talk about next week about on cricket. The T20 World Cup hopefully will be set up with India playing a very important role. That's what we'll focus on next week. Because Shreyas, you and I both know that when it comes to cricket, the ladies are everything.
Yep.
All right, see you soon.